Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. We're going to have a fun show today. We're going to talk about lots of different stuff because I got a friend here that we're going to talk. We're going to have a little girl talk, but we want everybody and we want all the guys to join us out there. And your calls will be welcome here in a little bit. But I want to introduce to you a Dr. Lee Heeb. She began her career in medicine, which I find this extremely interesting, at the age of 4. Accompanying her father on house calls along the back roads of Iowa. Now, you don't hear about house calls anymore. So, and I know she's not that old. She's not that old.
No, I am.
And she graduated from the University of Rochester School of Medicine and Dentistry in Rochester, New York, and completed her orthopedic residency in the United States Navy. So she's not only from rural America, she's also one of our military. After serving as a general orthopedic surgeon in the Navy, she returned to Rochester, where she was the only woman to be appointed as the Lewis A. Goldstein Fellow of Spinal Surgery. And this goes on and on and on, but I want to bring her on because we only have an hour to give. Dr. Heeb, welcome to CSC Talk Radio.
Well, thank you for the invitation.
Now, when we talked the other day, I said, you know, there's just so much going on, and I want to put it out right now that she is, that's not why I have her on the air today, but it just so happens she's running for governor in Iowa.
Yep, I'm a libertarian candidate for governor.
And I find that fascinating. But when we were on the phone talking the other day, we were discussing the war on women. And and with your credentials here, too, I kind of hoped we would get a little bit to the side on Obamacare and talk about the Second Amendment as well. But, you know, this war on women, I don't feel it.
Well, I never did either. And you know, you mentioned the Second Amendment. I think what I said to you, and I still believe, I think that if we want to talk about war on women, I think the threat of taking away the right to bear arms so that a 110-pound woman has no defense against a 250-pound man, you know, that's a war on women. You know, I mean, really, there's stuff going on, but it isn't what we're being told.
Well, and since we've talked, I think it's been since we talked, I actually read, of course, Maxine Waters. She's always coming up with some kind of goodie, you know. But she was calling anybody who talked against or didn't believe or whatever in Sharia law a bigot. And you talk about, you know, this is coming from the same, this is coming from the same party that's claiming there's a war on women, and she thinks we're bigots if we don't like Sharia law.
Has she ever read anything about this? I mean, you talk about a war on women.
Oh my goodness.
Even the Catholic Pope, I mean, I think it was the previous Pope said, advised Catholic women not to marry Muslim men because he said women are the least valued in Muslim society. I mean, come on, women. I mean, just look at, forget, you don't have to, this isn't a subjective point. It's an objective point. In their law code, in Sharia law, women only worth 25% of men. Mm. Now, come on now. I mean, your testimony isn't worth as much. You don't inherit property the same way. Bigotry on our part? Really? Well, I'll tell you a disgusting thing that I think is that came out of this whole deal. The American Academy of Pediatrics was going to assent to a ritual form of genital mutilation because they said, well, it's part of Sharia law, and, you know, they want it. And for women, and there was such a hue and cry among the other physicians that they backed off. But really, I mean, this is, I hadn't heard that. That's just shocking to me.
Well, and you know, there's been, of course, a lot of talk with the war that's going on right now. And you know, Sharia law is anything It is against women 100%. I mean, they are
nothing
in Sharia law. Absolutely nothing. And, you know, this has been going on a long, long time. I have I didn't bring it up, but I have a resolution that came to the Republican Club. And this was back in the 1800s. And Bill Federer, I don't know if you've ever met him or know him, but he's a historian and a Christian man. And he does the American Minute. So if anybody is ever interested in what's going on today, and today I think the American Minute was George Mason. It was about George Mason. But he talks about, in the American Minute, something historical every day has happened. And that's what he puts out there for the American Minute. But anyway, he gave this resolution to me from the Republican Club, it was called, and every single sentence in it, every single thing that they were against and warning was Sharia law.
Really?
And that was in the 1800s. So this isn't anything new, my friends.
Well, and you know, let me tell you, I may have told this, but I have two boys. One of them is in medical school. He's 25. My other one is 21. He'll be 22 here. He's an engineering student. He's made me aware of this this culture on college campuses where it's basically against young men. And it's basically you're a rapist unless proven otherwise kind of culture. It's really kind of crazy. But when we talk about the kind of what's happening, it seems to me there's a backlash that's much worse than what started. I mean, if you worry about rape, I mean, rape is bad. I'm not saying rape is good. Rape is bad. Then don't bring Sharia law into it, because in Sharia law, it's almost impossible to prove rape. You know,
the woman is always guilty.
What, four male family members or something? It's ridiculous. You have to have things that won't happen to witness that this happened to you to prove it. Well, that's, you know, and in the political aspect here a little bit, my governor assented to have an Islam Day in Iowa. Mm-hmm. And, okay, I mean, it's a religion, I guess, but you know what? I think that the thing you have to say is, we'll do this as long as you renounce Sharia law. But Sharia law is, if you won't, then we can't do this, because if it's intrinsic to your religion, it's antithetical to constitutional representative government. Unfortunately, that's just true. And I don't know what Maxine Waters is thinking.
Well, I'm not sure that she ever really thinks before she speaks. She's made all kinds of comments that aren't very, they lack wisdom. They lack wisdom.
I mean, I've heard it said, well, Islam hasn't gone through a reformation. Okay, I'll give them that. But you're not going to go through it if you keep Sharia law. So,
and they're pretty adamant about keeping that.
Right. As long as you're stuck on that, I don't see a reformation, and I don't see people standing up and yelling for a reformation. Where's the Martin Luther in Islam?
And
you know, there are a few. There are a few, you know, courageous people that have left the faith, but they're not very many.
Well, it's, I don't know. It's something that every single aspect of it is against women.
Yeah.
And this is coming.
That really is true. I mean, if you want to pick out the big war on women, you're right. You've hit it.
I've got it right here. It's called the Resolution for the Republican Clubs to Adopt. And this was back in 1856. And first one is beating a wife, espousing a system that allows a man to beat his wife if she disobeys him. All right, now what have we seen in the news here lately in the United States? Polygamy. Espousing a system that allows a man to have more than one wife. Punishment for rape. Espousing a system which whips, stones, or inflicts corporal punishment on a woman who has been a victim of rape. I mean, it goes on and on and on. And when you get down to it, every single one of these are things that Sharia law upholds.
Yeah, that's wild. So they knew back then.
Oh, yeah. Well, like I said, Sharia law has been around a long time. Well, let's talk a little bit more about this war on women and the insults. I think it's insulting. We're going into a break, though. We do open the phone lines. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. Gold is an investment. Melody Cederstrom at Discount Gold and Silver is CSC Talk Radio's choice for gold, silver, and all your precious metals. Gold and silver are the ultimate forms of wealth. They are beautiful and alluring to virtually everyone on Earth. They are extremely scarce and can't be counterfeited. Your contact, your trusted dealer, is Melody Cederstrom at Discount Gold and Silver. Discount Gold and Silver take pride in their business practices. No hard pressure sales, no boiler room tactics. Low prices, quality products, fast shipping. For all your gold, silver, platinum, and palladium needs, buy and sell. Discount Gold and Silver take pride in the fact that they educate their clients so that you can make an informed decision. Visit Melody Cederstrom at DGScoins.com or call her at 1-800-375-4188. DGScoins.com or 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver is the common sense way to invest.
CJ Hadley brings us all home on the range as she continues to fight bureaucrats and educate all. CJ is offering her three best and calling it her trifecta offer. It includes 5 quarters of Range Magazine, her newest hardbound book, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, Painters and Poets of the American West, plus her real buckaroo calendar, all for only $40. It's CJ's trifecta package. CJ Hadley is a patriot, educating the masses with her Range magazine. 5 quarters of Range magazine, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, and her real buckaroo calendar. Plus a special bonus. Add $10 and CJ will throw in another one of her great books, Call of the Cow Country. The trifecta for $40 and the trifecta plus for $50. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-4U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you.
You stroll out to the barn to check on those calves, kids, or lambs, and at first glance, you know something is not right. A weak kid, a calf who cannot nurse, or a ewe who does not have enough colostrum for her newborn lambs. Your role switches from caretaker to rescuer. In these situations, minutes count. Having the right products on hand is vitally important. Visit the animal care category at HambyDairySupply.com to stock up on your medical needs. At Hamby Dairy Supply, they understand because their family has been raising livestock since 1954. With their years of experience, they can help you with your needs, including planning for those livestock emergencies. Visit HambyDairySupply.com for colostrum, Energy Plus energy supplements, Formula 911, and a rest drench product. Stock up today and be prepared. H-A-M-B-Y DairySupply.com or give them a call at 1-800-306-8937. We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Now, we may have some news later today. Dr. Hebe, I just have been seeing some articles flashing around here on the Internet where it says, we'll have to wait and see what the day brings, but it says that Eric Holder is going to resign today. So we'll see what happens with that. Eric Holder... Somebody's whispering in my ear, who is Eric Holder? He's the Attorney General of the United States. Dr. Hebe, when we were going into that break, and then when we talked the other day on the phone, and I've had some other women on the air too, but you know, it's kind of an insult with Obamacare when they want to tell America, the war on women, that the only thing we're really concerned about is somebody else paying for our birth control.
Oh, I know. Isn't that sad? I mean, you know, one of my sons said, it might be time to leave when you're in a society that equates not having the government pay for something with not being able to have it. You know, that's really, really sad, isn't that? I mean,
it really,
we're not talking about $1 million item here. We're talking about a few bucks a month.
Well,
so,
and it does add up. But, yes, it's something that's still a choice. It's not a right, it's a choice. There are...
if the government pays, it's going to be more expensive at the end of the day for anybody that then wants to pay cash.
Yes, the efficiency of the government. We've got to love that, don't we?
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah. You know, that is something that's what they keep bringing to the front of the equation there with Obamacare, as if it is something for women. And really, I believe it is something against women, because it is restricting. It's not something that is bringing you rights. In fact, them away.
Obamacare, it doubles down on everything that's bad about government medicine. I mean, Medicare is bad enough. The real, you know, what everyone talks about costs, you know, this is a war on everybody. I mean, we're all paying through the nose for a bad product. And the reason is because when government gets involved, I mean, I always ask, when I go around and I speak to business people and I say, look, when's the last time the government came into your business, understood it, and made it more efficient and more cost-effective, and, you know, lowered your costs? It never does. And if it doesn't do it to your business, trust me, it doesn't do it to mine in medicine either. And that's really the point. I mean, you know, people wonder why medicine's so expensive. I'll give you a great example. It has to do with the incredible over-regulatory environment. There's nothing that exemplifies that more than the FDA. And there's a great article by William Falloon, I don't know, a while back, who wrote an article about the price of pharmaceuticals. And keep in mind that the heads of the pharmaceutical industry rotate through the CDC and the FDA. So they're basically regulating themselves, and they can regulate themselves so they make a nice profit. I'm all for profit. I'm not for government-enforced monopolies. What he cited was acyclovir cream. Acyclovir cream costs to the consumer for 1 ounce is $700. It's $600 wholesale to the pharmaceutical, to the pharmacy, I mean. But what's the exact cost of the active ingredient? It turns out the active ingredient cost for the $700 item is 8 cents. 8 cents. I mean, in a free market, that cream should be less than $10. And that's his point. You know, when we look at cost, we need to look at the value we're getting for the cost. Do you think having that FDA stamp of approval is worth $698 of $700? I mean, that's really what you have to ask yourself. I don't think so. And what it should be is like a good housekeeping seal of approval, not like a limitation. You know, the problem with the FDA and government medicine is ultimately the only way they know how to restrain cost is by restraining what you can have. And that's what you just said. They limit what you can get. So if you want a special kind of cancer care that's not yet FDA approved, oh, sorry, you're going to die. You know, you don't have the choice of making, you know, your own informed choices. And unfortunately, government-run medicine is always 30 years out of date because bureaucracy moves very slow, science moves very fast. But when they tell you what we can do, and what's happening now is the ideas of best practices and evidence-based medicine, all this, it's basically a formula for one-size-fits-all medicine. This is what we say you have to do. If this, then this, and that's all you get. And it's wrong. It's bad medicine, it's bad science, and it's extremely expensive.
It is very expensive, and it is limited. You know, this started out a long, long, long time ago. But whenever they started, you know, the government really shouldn't be into it. And I know that you believe in some alternative health. I can't even talk. Alternative health methods keep yourself healthy. Well, your insurance won't pay for some of those, and they won't even allow them. And there's some with cancer. There's some, and you know, it bothers me when these organizations that they do their marathons, they do whatever for the money to get the money in to help with research and everything, but they will not allow research for alternatives, and that bothers me.
That's true. And you know, just now, I made myself kind of an idiot one day in GNC store somewhere because it was that time of year where everybody wears pink and we have the anti-breast cancer awareness, blah, 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 blah. And they asked me if I wanted to donate to the National Cancer Society or whatever. And I said, National Cancer Society? I said, absolutely not. I said, you know, these guys make money by keeping the problem going. They don't make money by actually diminishing cancer. And let me tell you, you have the answer to this store, and the answer is vitamin D. I'm not going to say it's going to get rid of all the cancers, but it turns out if you get your vitamin D level up to over 55, there are studies that show it decreases the risk of breast cancer by about 85%. Now, nobody cites those studies, and nobody pays attention, but, you know, at the Cancer Institute, apparently. But there's tons of evidence, and this is why, you know, on the equator, where natives get 30 to 40,000 international units of D a day from the sun, they have very low rates of colon cancer, low rates of MS, you know, depression. There's lots of things that just don't seem to be a problem on the equator that we have. Mm-hmm. Well, it turns out it's vitamin D related, because vitamin D actually heals your DNA. Now, there's a cheap treatment for cancer, okay? It's been shown that increasing your vitamin D levels decrease your rate of cancers, of a lot of different cancers, breast, colon, I think prostate, but I can't remember, but there's a bunch of them. And it decreases your risk of recurrence. You know, if your levels are higher, you have a lower risk of recurrence. That's pretty well worked out, you know. But whoever talks about it, when they come around and they want you, it's like, you know, out of the mouth of babes, when my kids were little, one of them said to me, "Mom, how does it help cancer to walk around in a circle?" You know, and I had to laugh. I said, you know, you're right. It just raises money for the Cancer Society, but is it really solving cancer?
Well, I think there are good-hearted people within it.
Oh,
and,
absolutely.
And, you know, and yeah. I used to give quite regularly, and I still give to individuals to help pay their bills and such. But, you know,
right.
My mother had breast cancer twice. Now, she's still living. She beat the cancer.
Oh, good
but,
for her.
But
we should be shouting from the highest yard on what really works, is what I'm saying.
Well,
and what they're trying to do is make it illegal. The punchline of what I'm getting at is they don't want you to be able to choose to take big dose vitamin D.
Well, and
the FDA and the government is going to come out, and they're trying to shut down compounding pharmacies. They're trying to shut down any alternative options so that all you have is their option.
Well, and I'm sure you've heard of Codex Alimentarius.
I'm sorry, say again?
Codex Alimentarius?
Briefly, yeah.
Well, okay, and that's where they're trying to fix it so that you don't have that choice to go buy those vitamins.
Right, right.
They don't want you to...
That's probably the name of this, but...
They want you to have to get a prescription or go through some
right.
other means to get them. You can't just go in there. They don't want you to be able to go in. We keep fighting it, but they don't want you. I think I'm pronouncing it correctly. They don't want
yeah,
you to
I
go
so.
In and be able to buy it off of the shelf in the pharmacy or your grocery store. Some of those carry them, Walmarts, Kmarts, blah, 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 you know, the pharmacies.
Yeah, everybody does. And what's their point? Other than getting a, you know, reinforcing their monopoly, why do they care if you want to take a vitamin? You know, it's just insane to me. But why do they really care? And, it speaks to a lot of different issues. I mean, you know, in the state of Iowa, we had a big discussion over whether to legalize medical marijuana. And my point is it the same thing that restricts you from not being able to have medical marijuana restricts you, which actually does have lots of anti-cancer properties, restricts you from choosing other alternative cancer cares. The only thing we're invited to use is the poisons that they want to give us. Some of them are very good. Some of them are very effective. I'm being facetious saying poisons. But that's the one philosophy of cancer is to poison the tumor. The other philosophy is kind of to boost the immune system, and there's some really alternative ways of doing that are really quite promising, but we're not going down those roads because the FDA says you can't.
Right, and we're going into that road called the commercial break.
Okay.
We'll finish this conversation when we come back. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410, and Dr. Heeb and Beth Ann will be right back. Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, "Study the Constitution. Let it be preached from the pulpit. Proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice." The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our state states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. CSC Talk Radio continues our goal to bring America home. I've made it my mission to help small businesses who are ready to serve America on a national level. CSC Talk Radio can help your business, too. I'm proud to bring to you TM Firearms Training. Tim Milligan, sometimes an instructor, always a student. Tim Milligan is TM Firearms Training. He offers training in defensive shooting and tactics to defend yourself, your family, and the innocent. Tim has been teaching defensive shooting professionally for over 4 years and in private sessions for over 15 years. NRA certified basic pistol instructor, range safety officer, Tim is a distinguished expert marksman in pistol and revolver. Tim Milligan, sometimes an instructor, always a student. Visit tmfirearmstraining.wordpress.com. That's tmfirearmstraining.wordpress.com or call 319-371-6698. Let CSC Talk Radio help your business go national.
What every American needs to know about the Quran, the history of Islam and the United States. Bill Federer has done it again. He makes history come to life, and current events all connect that to history. Sultans conquered the 1,000-year-old Byzantine city of Constantinople. Jefferson sent Marines to stop the Muslim Barbary pirates of Algiers and Tripoli. Woodrow Wilson tried saving millions of Americans killed in Turkey. History that affects you and me today. In 2006, Keith Ellison was the first Muslim elected to the U.S. Congress. He swore on a Quran. What does this mean? Educate and activate. We shouldn't form opinion or initiate actions before we know the truth. Purchase your copy of What Every American Needs to Know About the Quran today. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order on the website at csctalkradio.com. That's $22 for the history of Islam and the United States.
The Coming Battle, lost for 100 years, first published in 1899, is the chronological history of the usurping of every American's sovereign rights by the unseen money powers and their agents.
The Coming Battle, Who Controls America? This book has documented how and why our elected representatives and the banking money power deliberately created the national debt.
Banking money power and corporate interests, partnering with government, set up a framework to exploit American workers.
The complete early history of the creation of the Federal Reserve.
The Coming Battle is a chilling and all too true saga of power run amok. A must read for all Americans who want to know where and when our country went wrong.
To order The Coming Battle, send a $15 check, cash, or money order to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
For credit card use, visit csctalkradio.com.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and I'm visiting today with Dr. Lee Heeb. You know, Dr. Heeb, when we started out and we talked about how your dad was a doctor and did house calls, and you were in rural America there in Iowa as you were doing the gravel roads, you know that this is probably the only talk show that is an advocate for rural America, the farmers and the ranchers and the little man,
right,
the businesses that are struggling and people every day that are struggling. And I'm very honored and humbled to be a representative for them and at least on the air, I mean. it all comes down to common sense, and we seem to lack that. And both these parties that are trying to run this nation are not running it like the founding fathers would have liked to have seen done. The reason they sacrificed so very, very much. And healthcare is what, you know, Pelosi said our founding fathers would like Obamacare. And I'm thinking,
oh my God, I'm just about, you know, my son, when he got his white coat ceremony at his medical school, I was sitting in the back And the dean came out and said, oh, I know you've heard about health, this is 4 years ago. Oh, I've heard, you know, I know you've heard about health care reform, but don't worry, it's not going to affect you. And afterwards, at the little wine and cheese reception, I said, so, did you hear the woman choking in the back when the dean said that? That was your mother.
I mean, it's affecting everyone. You know, there's been so many doctors that have taken early retirement because of it.
Well, and I think that's going to happen more. I actually am coming out with a book in January called, published by WorldNet Daily, called Surviving the Medical Meltdown, you know, a guide to surviving Obamacare, essentially. And my point being that the real coming crisis in medical care, and I think they know it, is just a lack of being able, it's really lack of access. They claim they did this for access. You know, they always say that that government medicine is going to give you better access, lower cost, and better quality, and it actually does demonstrably worse on every one of those. But the big coming access is going to be a lack of physicians. Not only do you have the older physician, like myself, is going to retire or cut down on the number of hours, I'm only working half-time now, they're going to have younger doctors that are being trained in insufficient numbers for our population, and those guys are learning a more of a blue-collar shift work mentality. They're not working the hours that we're going to work, and they're not going to be able to see as many patients because they're going to be inhibited by the Obamacare-mandated electronic medical record. Now, there is some hope here, and this is what I think. This is what I tell how we get ourselves out of this. Let's talk about the answer. The answer is this system is going to collapse of its own ponderous, bureaucratic, you know, inbred failures. What we need to know, though, is we need to, at every state level, never let them take away the option for private practice. When the death of medicine, the death of your freedom to choose, is going to be when the state medical board of your state says, in order to get a license, you have to participate in Medicare, Obamacare, blah, 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 blah. Because right now, there's a whole group of doctors that are just opting out. I'm the past president of the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons, and we have a lot of these primary care physicians, and some surgeons, actually, in certain specialties, that have just basically said, we're just going to work for our patients. We're not going to work for a third party. We're not going to work for the government. We're not going to let somebody get between us and the patient. We're just going to contract privately with the patient, i.e., when you come to see me, you pay cash. Well, that's what happens. The costs go down. The quality goes up. Even Medicare patients are happy. And lots of times, they have Medicare patients that they'll go away at first, but then when they see how bad the Medicare doctors have to be because they're limited in how much time they can spend with you, they come back to the cash pay doctor who can spend more time, who doesn't sit there on a computer like they're selling you an airline ticket. It's quality medicine at a reasonable cost. And that's what my dad used to practice. You know, he used to charge, in 1970, he charged $3 for an office visit. Mm. But guess what? Under the Obamacare mandates and everything that's happened, on average it costs $68 to bill a third party. So if you come in for a visit that should cost $20, now it becomes $90 in order to cover the overhead of the administrative cost of these third parties. That's the problem. And there really are answers to this. You know, my website, I have a whole bunch of articles I've written over the years. One of them is the 3 C's, access to care, something like that. I can't remember the
what
title.
What is your website, Dr. Hebe?
Oh, www.hebe, H-I-E-B, if you're trained before Common Core, educated before Common Core, it's I before E. So it's H-I-E-B as in boy, 2014.org, Hebe2014.org. But if you go under issues, there's a thing on medical care, and I think I've got most of my, or you can just go on Google and search for these articles because they're online, but it's about access to care, the 3 C's. And it really, I mean, there really are solutions here. It's just our government's not interested in them because they don't consolidate power. And, you know, free people, let me tell you, this is the end game. If you want to be free, you can't give your very health to the government. And, you have great ads for constitutional things. And I think the answer here we should make sure that people know is we need to get back to constitutional limited government. last I looked, the Constitution does not give the federal government any authority in this area.
They do not. And, you know, they're doing everything they don't have authority to do, and they're not doing the things they have authority to do.
It would be funny if it weren't so tragic for the American people.
It is tragic. Yeah. And, you know, I'm going to back up a little bit, and if you can disagree with me, because, like I said, we don't know what each other really thinks. We haven't visited that much. But I remember when only those that really had some money or means bought insurance. And then it was called major medical, because back then everyone was afraid of cancer. And not that we're not afraid of it now. It's a horrible disease. But when the insurance companies started going cha-ching, cha-ching, and all of a sudden they've got insurance for everything, all of a sudden the costs went up. And now it does that. Like you said, a cash pay doctor. Now, when I was expecting my last baby, they just came out with the machines to do the ultrasounds. And the doctor had one, and he wanted to use his machine. And I said, I can't afford it. I don't have insurance, da, da, da. He goes, well, what if I do it for $25? I said, sold. I said, sold. So I got to see my little baby and inside the womb and all that. What do you think it was costing? What do you think it was costing those with insurance? It was well over $200 and some.
Well, and MRI, same thing. I have a friend that owns an MRI center, and he says that, you know, and I don't. I think the insurance gets stocked maybe, in a Medicare facility. It's like $1,500 for an MRI, okay? Mm-hmm. Well, but the MRI actually, the center actually only collects $300 of that. So where's the money going? It's getting siphoned off in these third-party bureaucracies. It's not going to the people that actually treat you. Ironically, the cash, there is a real cost of goods and services, and it's reflected in what really gets to the provider to keep them afloat. And, you know, when I was in practice near the Mexican border, you could go across the border. I mean, this is how we knew what the real cost of goods and services were, because you could go across the border and buy a high-quality MRI for $350. And now that's about what my friend gets paid from the government, from third-party insurances, after they siphon off all the other costs, you know. Mm-hmm. So the money is not going to your provider. If we cut out that insurance, and that's what you're buying today is not insurance. It's prepaid health care. And, you know, that prepaid health care never has worked. That's why the HMOs collapsed. You know, you just can't predict. Real insurance is based on an actuary. An actuary comes up with data and says, I can predict how many times you're going to have a femur fracture in your life, and I know what the cost, so this is what your insurance needs cost. But he never knows how many times you're going to go in for a snotty nose or for wellness. So those are the things that are driving up the cost. Second thing is, you should own your insurance policy, not your employer. We have this big group of people that are in their 50s. They've started to get some diseases, but they if they lose their job, they lose their insurance and can't get reinsured. That was not a problem before. Now, before Medicare...
Okay, let's stop right there, because we are going into another break. I want to talk about that a little bit, that coverage. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. And Dr. Heeb and Beth Ann will be right back. Talk Radio has a goal to bring America home. I've made it my mission to help small businesses who are ready to serve America on a national level. At WillieSmoothRevolvers.com, Bill Walters is your personal gunsmith, specializing in action work and repairs on most makes and models of double action revolvers. Repair and enhance the actions of many semi-automatic pistols. Visit WillieSmoothRevolvers.com. Whether hunting, competition, or tactical work, WillieSmoothRevolvers.com is the gunsmith shop for you.
CZ Engineering cares about safety. Protect your horses from life-threatening injury by using safety post caps. Find safety post caps at your local farm supply or request a sample package by emailing them at sample@cze.com. Safety post caps for the safety of your horses and livestock. Visit cze.com because safety comes first. Support the businesses who support Common Sense and CSC Talk Radio. C&J Dog Food is a family-owned business taking pride in caring for your pets. They raise pets, they own pets, they love and know dogs. C&J Dog Foods carries three special dog food formulas that are nutrient-packed and designed with your furry animal's health in mind. For your puppy, chicken and rice formula. For your adult pet, you can choose either a chicken and rice formula or beef and rice formula. C&J Dog Food is formulated to meet nutritional levels established by the AAFCO, meeting the nutrient profiles for all stages of your pet's life. Sold in 1-unit 50-pound bags available for pickup and bulk orders, or they offer 20-pound boxes that are easy to handle and convenient to store as well as home delivery. Call for pricing 417-452-2781. CJ Dog Food, your pet deserves the best. As breeders themselves, they know dogs. Call today 417-452-2781 or visit them online at cjdogfood.net. BioAg, working with nature naturally. Murray Bast has been my guest several times here on CSC Talk Radio. You know now he's devoted to helping farmers and ranchers. Murray is my common sense voice for improved agriculture. Farmers and ranchers are vital to any nation. Our food and how it's grown is more than just planting a seed, slopping the hogs, or feeding the cows. There's a science to it, and it takes a special kind of people. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Become a BioAg distributor. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. BioAg.com has all the products you need to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Visit bio-ag.com or call them at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278.
It was once said, the pen is mightier than the sword. We're living in a time now that is demanding the Republic to speak up. Grievances need to be put before our elected officials. They need to hear from you. Mainstream media isn't telling the constitutional truth about issues in this nation. There's an agenda afoot that's being used against we the people. Commit now to send at least one of your representatives the pen. There will be no excuse for their lack of knowledge. Pick your state or national representatives and senators, or even your governor. It's time to bring common sense back into our governing. Let the Republic be heard. The Pen is a bi-monthly publication for only $24.95. Order yours and order theirs. $24.95 per subscription. CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Order four and get the fifth one free. For credit card, visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio listeners are reaching out to bring America home.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. We are in the final segment of today's show. And Dr. Heeb, we do have a caller from Michigan. We have Tom.
Sure.
Tom, how are you today?
Yes, thanks for taking my call. You were talking about Obamacare, and I get a bit frustrated that it doesn't seem that people have any idea of their rights. It's, you know, it's got to be an unconstitutional direct tax. It's not even income. The government is telling people to, you know, take it out of their wallets and use it for this or that. And law dictionary definition of a tax is any forced contribution to a government.
Right.
Now, when the Supreme Court heard the case, and I read the case, it's clear to me that the judge in the opinion said that it's perfectly okay as an addition to an excise tax, but if they use the same principle on a corporation, then it's an excise. When they use it on a private individual, and there were no private individuals in that particular case, and the only thing that implements these statutes is the regulation. If there's no regulation implementing that particular statute on a private individual, then the Supreme Court is not going to rule on it. That's exactly what they did in the Brushhaber case, the first time they ever ruled on the 16th Amendment in 1916. The very last sentence of the case, they mentioned that about the regulations from the secretary. They have to be there.
Okay, well, another thing, too, is just a second. Another thing, too, is it came out of the wrong house to be a tax. It came out of the Senate, am I correct? And it should have come out of the House of Representatives. Am I correct on that, Dr. Heeb?
You know, I'm not a lawyer, but that's the argument. I thought the argument was that laws have to be originated in the Congress. And so that's why they called it this type of tax, to avoid that problem. Wasn't that the point?
Well, I'm not sure what their point was.
I mean, I'm going to say it's unconstitutional no matter how you.
It is unconstitutional, and again, it's something that they have no business perpetrating against the people or forcing upon the people. Did you have something else, Tom?
Revenue laws have to come. Start in the House.
Yes.
And it didn't
and this started in the Senate, am I correct?
It started in the Senate.
Yes.
I know that's been an argument. I know that the Association of American Physicians and is the one medical organization that actually took this on legally. And if you go to, I mean, I'm not a lawyer, but Andy Schlafly, Phyllis Schlafly's son, is our lawyer, and he writes beautiful stuff. And you can go at aapsonline.org and read all the stuff. The legal aspect, I understand the insurance and the medical aspects. The legal aspects kind of make my eyes glaze over. But the bottom line here is that we've been acting unconstitutionally for so many years that it's no longer shocking that we're acting. You know, we don't even recognize it.
Well,
we don't
and
even
we're
think about the Constitution,
and we're uneducated about it. You know, whole of the American people, we have bought into this big government hook, line, and sinker that they're supposed to be helping us here and defending us there as far as our, you know, some of the things that they do are just absolutely ridiculous, and not just in Obamacare. In general, they get up there in this bureaucracy. Tom, I want to thank you for the call. We're just about out of time. Thank you so much for your points. But the bureaucracy is taxation without representation. How many times do we get these little pieces of paper in the mail from some bureaucratic department saying they have the authority and you have to fill out this form or fill out this census and you are mandated to do that? And that is a bunch of baloney.
Well, yeah. And, you know, the other problem is the end of this, because we pass it, we accept things without realizing we don't have to. And one of them is they've legislated on the basis of safety. There's, we can't legislate on the basis, you know, we gave them the right to tell us to smoke places, and I don't disagree with, I hate cigarette smoke, but on the other hand, in a private establishment, it's not their business. And I might choose to go to restaurants that are no smoking, but that's my choice.
Exactly.
We let them tell car companies how to make their cars safer and all this kind of stuff. I mean, we let them have this authority because it sounded reasonable. Well, the problem is that there's no end to that. You know, I mean, they really don't make us safer. All the drugs that don't come to market because they've limited them, they don't make us safer. They just make everything more expensive. It just sounds good. And that's really our problem here. That's the problem. That's Obamacare is sold as so many of these other things were on. It's the right thing to do to make these poor people have health care. Well, it turns out they're going to have worse health care. You know, it's already started. I mean, people are having less access to care than they did before this. Every time the government gets involved, they screw it up.
Well, you know, and there's things that they don't need to know that have nothing to do with your health care. When I saw the doctor when I saw a doctor earlier this year, she was a new girl, just, you know, hasn't been in practice all that many years, I don't believe. And she's following all the little things that she's been told to do. And she asks me, she's going through and asking me how much, you know, do I smoke? Do I drink coffee? And of course I do. I drink lots of coffee. And on, she says, do you own a firearms? And I turned around and I looked at her and I'm going, what?
None of your business.
She says, do you own a gun? And I go,
and they don't you don't have to answer that. That has been carved out.
Why does that even have anything to do with my health care? And the fact that I wear or don't wear a seatbelt in the car, that has nothing to do with my health care. It has something to do with my character and my personality. Nothing to do with my health care.
Right. Nothing that she needs to be worried about.
That's
I mean, she can
right.
advise you to wear your seatbelt. Here's some safety things. Here's what's been shown to happen. Your chances of surviving an accident are better if you wear your seatbelt. That's a good idea. And it'd be okay to be asking these things and talking about stuff. It's okay to talk about gun safety in the home. But it's not okay to then report all this to the federal government. The
Which
only
is what
way
they do.
That you avoid that is going to one of these cash pay for physicians, because now your psychiatric history, the privatest thing that you might say to a doctor now gets reported up the chain through electronic medical records to some unelected bureaucrat.
Well, we are just about out of time. This has been a delight to visit with you today. And I was trying to figure out where I had seen your picture when you sent that picture to me. And I know that it was when you were with, I think I've seen some of your articles flying around with the American Medical Association. I believe that's when I've seen it.
Oh, I'm not with the American
No, I said that wrong. I'm sorry. I said the wrong one.
Yes. We're the anti-AMA.
Yes. The ones who really care about health care. And I've had Dr. Orient on before, and she was delight as well. We are out of time. Dr. Heeb, good luck. Let us know how the election goes, and I think you have another plan should you not win that governorship, and I really want to visit with you about that. Thank you so much for what
you
do.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for spending time with Rural America and caring about Iowa and this nation. It's going to take every single one of us, folks, to bring America home. Are you frustrated with your current job, not making the type of money that you know you are worth? Is it time for a change? Maybe it's time you considered starting your own home-based business. Autopilot Marketing has helped thousands of people just like you get started working from home. Whether it's an extra $250 to $500 per month part-time or a six-figure full-time income, anything is possible. You don't need any special skills or experience. Anyone can succeed with Autopilot Marketing. Take our free video tour and find out if this opportunity is right for you. Go to income23.com now. That's income23.com. Take our free video tour today and start earning money as early as next week. Go to income23.com. That's income23.com. Samuel Adams once said, "It doesn't take a majority to win, just a tireless minority that will keep starting brush fires in the minds and hearts of their fellow men." Become a member of our Bring America Home campaign. Membership is $10. We'll reward you with a certificate of your commitment to do your part to bring America home. CSC Talk Radio is your common sense voice, and we need your help to stay on the air and fight this fight for America's true homeland constitutional security. Send $10 to CSC Talk Radio. Note that you want a membership certificate to join our Bring America Home campaign. Send $10 and join today. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. That's just $10 as you join CSC Talk Radio for our Bring America Home campaign certificate. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. As Samuel Adams suggested, let's start a few brush fires as we bring America home. Thank you.
Attention Americans with no health insurance. If you did not enroll under Obamacare, the deadline has passed and you could be liable for a tax penalty. There are affordable options available, but you need to act now. Call 800-212-4972. Health Markets Insurance Agency has thousands of options nationwide and can help you get the government subsidies you deserve to help lower the cost of health insurance. Under the law, if you have special qualifying events such as marriage, loss of job, or moving, you may still be entitled to Obamacare coverage. At Health Markets, our service is free, and we do the work to help you find the right coverage at a price that fits your budget. Call 800-212-4972 now. That's 800-212-4972. Health Markets Insurance Agency is the DBA or assumed name of Inspire Insurance Solutions Incorporated, which is licensed as an insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Service and product availability may vary. Agents may be compensated based on your enrollment in a health plan. HMIA 000365.